Hello guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Blackspin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
I'm Eugene.
And guys, we have a special guest today. Someone who we actually interviewed the first, she was our first ever guest on Blackspin
Global Podcast. Friend of the pod.
So friend of the pod, sure. We have Sasha Vickery here with us today. Sasha, how are you? And a happy birthday as
happy
well.
Happy belated, exactly.
Belated
yeah.
birthday, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I'm like, you know, one of the OG Blackspin.
Sure.
Yeah, so, love that.
You know, I had to run it back, of course. Like, I follow you guys all the time, all the stuff you post, so
love that.
Thank
love
you
that.
So much, we do appreciate that and appreciate your time as well, being here. And right now you are in Paris. How's Paris? How's it been going, going through having to go through the qualification? Obviously, you know, we didn't miss the cut for that, but how's that going and everything?
Yeah, no, it's going well. So I've had a bit of an injury since earlier in the year. So right now I'm getting back here. I'm training, my really good friend, Alicia Parks. She's playing in main draw. So I'm going to, you know, stay here, practice with her and, you know, do some of my rehab stuff, enjoy Paris. This is like the first time since I was, I think, 17 coming here and not being in the tournament. So I'm actually going to take advantage of that, you know, actually do normal stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little tough, the injured part, but, you know, I'm starting my training and I'll be back for US Open. So,
what was the injury, if you don't mind sharing?
Right knee, and I have a shoulder issue. I had a little bit from the start of Roland Garros last year when I played on the Jabeur in that match. And, yeah, so, you know, it's kind of a rough end of the season, but all good. You know, I'm rested and ready to come back.
So the US Open is this kind of the scheduled comeback time.
Yeah. So I'm starting my first tournament is going to be US Open. And then I'm doing the, you know, entire end of the season. I'll probably do the Asia swing just to get my points back up. You know, obviously I'll have my protected ranking, which will help. But, you know, now that I've been out for a little bit of time, I want to play as many tournaments as I can. And yeah, just get back up. And like I said, I'm fresh and I'm still going. I'm not done yet. A lot of people may think, you know, I've quit tennis or I retired or whatever, but I still have some years in me. I still love it. I still want to be out there.
Love that. And just quickly, how did you spend your 30th? Because obviously 30 is a big year. Like, did you do anything special? Like, can you give us a little insight?
Yeah, just hung out with friends. I took a boat out in Miami, which is like a normal thing for anybody that's a Miami native. It's like part of just being, you know, from Miami. And yeah, I went to dinner and, you know, nothing too crazy, but still hasn't sunken in that I'm like 30 yet. I'm not even used to saying I'm 30. I'm like still thinking I'm in my 20s, but, you know, I wouldn't change it. Older, wiser.
Love that. Exactly. That's the kind of perspective. But yeah. I mean, the main reason why we have you on, Sasha, is to talk about OnlyFans. So I want to say you're the only female player. You're definitely the most high profile female tennis player on the platform. Yeah. We know there's Nick Kyrgios on the men's side and Alexandre Muller, the Frenchman, who's also, I think he's sponsored by them as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you could just kind of talk about like, or getting onto the platform, your thinking behind it, and like how it's been so far.
Yeah, I think for me personally, as an individual, I've always kind of pushed boundaries a little bit. Like I've never been one of these players that, you know, like I've been in my shell. Like I've always been outspoken. I've always talked about like, you know, racial hate I get online. I've always talked about, you know, like body shaming I've gotten, and like I'm very open about a lot of stuff. And I think when it got to the end of last year, obviously, I'm still playing tennis, my career is still going, but I also want to do things branching outside of tennis. You know, I'm starting to explore, you know, more opportunities on social media and, you know, like just a bunch of different things that I want to incorporate. So I kind of got the idea the end of last year. I'm like, all right, well, I know a few creators on OnlyFans. Obviously there's obviously different levels to OnlyFans. Like you have people, yeah, you have like athletes like, you know, Nick and Alex, where they're going to be posting tennis content, I think, for the most part. And then you have the other complete extreme, which I'm not, you know, I'm kind of in that middle gap. But I was just like, I wonder if I can just go on the platform and I'll see if I can do well on it. Like, you know, there's a lot of people making a lot of money on OnlyFans. And I set it up in January and it just kind of took off. And I think being a tennis player, that definitely helped my marketing. It helped people, you know, come on the platform. And right now I'm at a stage where I don't do the absolute most on there, but I'm right as comfortable as I need to be. And I'm doing really well. And for me, it's you know, I'm obviously going to get some negative feedback, negative criticism, but that's just normal. I feel like whatever you do in life, there's always going to be some type of criticism. If I was doing nothing, I would get criticism. So I might as well get on the platform and make money while I'm at it.
Love that. Well, yeah. Did you have any like reservations or like, were there any kind of, yeah, I'm not sure about this, or were you just like, you know what, I'm going to just go for it?
I think at the beginning I was a little bit like, man, like, do I want to kind of be seen in that light? But again, as I get older, I think when I got to a point, you know, when I was around like 27, 28, I really just kind of stopped caring what people think about me or, you know, what they have to say about me. Cause I just feel like that could really affect your mental health. That could really affect like your mood, your energy. So I just kind of made a decision to just let all that go. And I'm just going to, you know, do what I want. I'm going to post what I want. I have the freedom to do that. And you know, once I got on the platform and I saw like, man, like I have an opportunity to take off. It's like, you know, why am I not going to take the opportunity? I caught their eye early on. I just did a reality TV series for OnlyFans TV with Nick Kyrgios in it.
I saw that today. They promoted it today and I saw like a picture of you at the end. And
look at the timing of that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy timing.
Yeah, unbelievable timing, right? But I won't do any major spoilers, but I will say that show definitely went my way. So
Love that.
So, and yeah, again, it's like just by putting myself out there, I was able to get a big opportunity like that, make a lot of money, and that's just it really.
And in addition to like the reality TV show, and since you started in January, like have you found the experience like so far, like on the platform, especially that is different from, you know, tennis and everything?
Yeah. So for me, it's been kind of empowering for me. One, because I just think, you know, being a Black woman in general, I just have a lot of, I don't know. I'm more cultured than tennis player. I'm a lot. I'm Caribbean too. At the end of the day, so it's like, I'm Guyanese. I have a Guyanese background. So, you know, me posting stuff like that, you know, people would kind of be like, "Man, that's kind of out there." That's like a normal thing in my culture, to be honest. Like, I go to carnival. It's literally in our culture. So for me, it's not even a big deal. For my family, my mom, it's not even a big deal. It's literally in Caribbean culture. So I just feel like if I have the potential to do well on the platform, then why not use it? You know, everybody's trying to get ahead. And at the end of the day, I'm a Caribbean woman. I'm curvy. Like, you know, like I got to use the gifts. God bless
you.
Assets, you know,
indeed.
Period.
So period. I'm just using what God blessed me with.
I love that. Have any other players?
A lot of tennis players are like doing different stuff, you know, outside of tennis at the moment. Tennis players are podcasting, tennis players are commentating, they're doing their own fashion thing. So they're a lot like expanding and stuff. Yeah. It is interesting, you know, when Nick, you know, did it as well, people were starting to like talk. And it's funny because people didn't even go and see or know what was going on. So yeah, the fact that you decided to go and do it is still pretty big, especially with how, let's say, the image and conservative, how like the tennis audience can be, you know. So the fact that you actually, as a Black woman, as you said as well, decided to be like, you know what, I don't care, I'm gonna do it, is pretty dope, because we're always policed by everything we do. You know, they probably said the same comments about you doing that, but you just going on court, the way you're dressed, when actually it's all about the way that you're shaped, you know, like, I know how it is. It's
exactly.
Like, oh, she's showing off. I'm like, no, no, I can wear something, the baggiest thing, and you're going to say that. So, yeah, I salute to you for that. And in terms of, like, the players as well, like, have you had any comments from them, like reactions from them? And I know you said earlier, you know, your family, like they call your mom, whatever, but in terms of like, you know, your peers, how's that been?
No, I mean, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. You know, obviously I can't monitor what everybody's thinking or what everyone's saying. I've had some players reach out to me. They're like, man, like, how is it being on the platform? Like, what's it like? And, you know, I'm kind of giving them like tips. Like I had one girl, she's like, man, like maybe I'll join. Like I see you're taking off and all that stuff. But, you know, like you said, since I was 14 years old, like there's always been that argument of like, you know, it doesn't matter what I wear, what I do. It's like, I'm always going to look a certain way, but I can't help that. It's, you know, it's genetics. It's like, I've always been thicker. I've always been curvy. Like, again, I have a Caribbean background. It runs in my family. So I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to embrace that. Like, I kind of used to be embarrassed about that a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm like, man, like, you know, I got to wear this. Like, I don't want to be showing off too much. But I got to a point, I'm like, you know, it is what it is. So I'm comfortable in my skin. Like, I'm comfortable with myself. And even just being on that platform, like, you have to be sure of yourself. You know, which I am. I've always been an edgy person. I've always pushed boundaries. And yeah, I'm, you know, and I just brought that to another side of social media.
Do you think it's going to add more, like maybe to your game as well, like mentally? Because you spoke about how it's like been empowering.
Yeah.
Like, do you think when you return to court, like that's maybe going to give you a bit more, like, I don't know, oomph, like mentally?
Weirdly, I think so. Because like I said, since I've been on there, it's like, I've kind of unlocked like another part of like, man, like there's other stuff that I can do outside of tennis, you know, like, okay, there's other avenues. Like, look, like I'm getting all these opportunity, like I'm getting like these brands, like wanting to partner with me. So if anything, like, yeah, it's just made me even more comfortable, like of just expanding outside of tennis. You know, I never want to be one dimensional. And I know, you know, obviously to be a top tennis player, a lot of players, they have to dedicate every single part of themselves to the sport, which I get and which I have done for most of my life. But I think kind of, you know, when you get a little bit older, you're like, you know, how much longer am I going to play? Like, I really want to start to see what I can do outside of tennis. And yeah, that's helped me mentally. Like I've wanted to get back on court even more, you know, since joining the platform, just because I'm like, man, like I have the best of both worlds right now. So for me, it's been great.
No, fantastic.
And you're gonna bring the OnlyFans fans to the tennis. So yeah, everyone's winning.
I've already got people hitting me up like I want tickets, you know.
I'm
like,
see?
Pull up. Exactly. Like pull up. What, like what are we doing? Like, you know, we're out here.
No, I know, I love that. And also like, because I'm not gonna lie, Sasha, when you announced that you were joining, I was like, okay, you know what, I get it. I think and maybe I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I was thinking, is it basically a thing you're doing? Because like you said, you have a great body. Like let's just be real. You've got a great body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also, is it a thing where you're basically trying to supplement your tennis income as well? Because let's be real, like unless you're top 100, top 200 player, you're not making great money like
on
the tour. So, and players have spoken quite explicitly about that as well. Every tennis player is an independent contractor. So yeah, maybe if you can talk a bit about like how if it is supplementing your income, if that's also a reason. And yeah, just maybe give us a bit of an insight into how tough it's been in terms of on the tour, like to make money.
Yeah. And for me, you know, obviously I've had like a really great career so far. You know, I was top 100 for some years. I played in a lot of slams, so it's like I've done well, but, you know, at the same time, it's like I went through the trenches the first half of my career. Like I have a very like public open story. You know, my mom came to America as an immigrant. She worked three jobs. She was like bartending at a strip club so I can get like tennis lessons. So I've kind of been on both ends of the tennis world. You know what I mean? Like I've been, you know, where I'm playing on stadiums and I'm playing in main draws and, you know, I'm making great money to where I mean, like I'd play like junior tournaments and my mom would give me $50 for the week, like for food. You know what I mean? So it's like I've seen both ends of it. And again, like coming down to like the later stages of my career, I think it's just normal. Like you have to, tennis isn't forever. Like you have to have a plan B. You have to have a backup, you know, because you're not going to be making the same kind of money you make once you stop playing tennis. And another thing a lot of people don't realize is a lot of the money that you make into tennis, it just goes right back into, you have your coach, you have your fitness coach, you have hotel, you have food. I mean, I could go on and on. In a year, I could easily spend, I think, $150,000 to $200K a year and just expenses. And that's like not overspending. That's literally trying to save, you know, and people will hear that and they're like, there's no way. Like, it's very possible. But, you know, luckily, since I was young, like, I've been very good with investing money. Like, I own properties in Florida. And, you know, I never just went out and spent my money. I always invested it. I was always smart with money, which helps me now. But, you know, if you have an opportunity to make a bag, it's like, why not take it? Like, it's only, you just got to take it, you know? And they were kind of throwing the offer at me. And people were like, man, like, why don't you just test it out? And yeah, honestly, even this time of being injured, like, I've been able to make so much a month that, you know, I don't have to worry about that part of it. Cause, you know, I'm not playing tennis. So I'm not making that same income I'm used to making every month. You know, which I'm still fine, but it's always nice to have that blanket. So it's like, why not take it?
Yeah. For sure. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Any more?
And I don't know if, I mean, I'm not sure if you can disclose this. If you can't, we understand. But do you know if there are like any players that subscribe to your OnlyFans? If you can't say the names, but if you can say the some.
You know what? I think the thing is on OnlyFans, it's like there's always username. Like nobody's ever going to use their name.
That's true. That's like, true. Clearly.
But you know, I could bet my bottom dollar. There's a few on there though. There's a few on there.
I'm gonna say there's a couple. Definitely,
yeah, I'm gonna go out on a whim and say I think there's a handful on there. Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to blast anybody, but
of course, hey, you know, everybody, do your thing. At least they support.
Like, what tournament are you at? And I'm like, that's kind of specific. Like, how you know? Like, I'm like, all right.
Listen, at least you'll get in the bag. So yeah, subscribe. It is what it is.
Right, exactly. You know, we gotta hustle.
Facts. Exactly.
Do you have any advice for like? Well, yeah, if anyone is maybe thinking about setting up an account, like, what advice like would you give them?
I mean, I actually think it's a possibility that a lot more players may consider joining the platform, because just like you said earlier, it's like, tennis is such a expensive sport. Like, it's such a, you know, you put everything you have financially into tennis. So at some point, I think you're going to see more people joining the platform, especially when they see a couple kind of put their foot in the door. So that's a big thing. But I would just say, like, I don't know, everybody's different, but it's like, you can't worry about like the outside noise, like the outside stuff going on. And, you know, when you're somebody like me that, you know, I grew up rough, like I grew up, you know, struggling and all that, it's like, you got to have that hustler's mentality. Like, you know, if you have an opportunity, take it. You know, no matter the backlash you get, or, you know, people talking about you, like I said, that's always going to happen no matter what. You know, people have been talking about me my whole life, you know, like, oh my God, like, you know, she needs to lose weight. She's too thick. She's too this and that. It's like, you can't escape it. So you might as well go after it and just make money doing it. It's like, and do it for yourself. You know, don't worry about doing it for other people or, you know, images, like literally just do it for yourself and be comfortable with that and stand by it. And don't let anybody, you know, just throw their negative, like, kind of image on you. Cause I honestly feel like there's a lot of people. I have this feeling, it's like low key, they're kind of hating that you're going to do well on the platform. You know, it's cause not a lot of people can do it. It's not for everybody. Fast. A lot of girls don't have the potential, like, sad to say, they don't have the potential to make money on there. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not my fault. I have the potential. So low-key people be hating. So you got to just do your own thing, you know?
Hey, talk your ish, right? Talk your
ish. People hate it low-key. Like, you know, you got to just embrace it.
You do, because you do get a lot of women that say like, oh, I wish I could do it, but I never like did it. Like, they see the money that's coming in. They see the work that's coming in.
Yeah.
And they were unable to do work you were able to do, whether it's about like if they have the material or have, but most importantly, the confidence that
I think it's a confidence thing, 100%.
Confidence of them and the mental thing. And I think that's why I like the fact that you went back and you mentioned how, like, you know, it felt empowering and stuff. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of times there are women who want to be, who want to be a little bit more open and want to, yeah. you know, show that they're comfortable in their body, but again, mm-hmm. scared about what the people are going to say, especially that we're mm-hmm. in a world and time where people are becoming more conservatives and stuff. Right. And again, mm-hmm. in the industry that you're in, like, right. I can't even imagine how, I don't know how you're doing it. I just be like, you know what, F this and doing it. And yeah. It's actually it's really impressive, honestly.
Yeah. And it's been just so much better for like freedom wise, like my mental health, like, it's like, I literally, like I said, I kicked the door down. Like I unlocked something to where I'm like, man, like, I just don't care. Like I'm going to go do what I do. And that's what life's about. Like, you got to take risks. You got to take chances, you know? So like I said, I think personally, there's a lot of people that they're going to be negative, but they wish they had the confidence to be on there. They wish they had the body to be on there. Like, you know, and that's cool too. Like, it's not for everybody. It's not everybody's cup of tea, and that's fine. You know, that's, there's nothing wrong with that. Some people, it's just too much, and I get it, you know, it's totally fine, but, but you know, you got to stand on it and just be confident.
Nobody at the WCA has had any kind of, anything negative to say to you in terms of you being on the platform.
I mean, not to me directly. I mean, there could be talk in the locker room, there could be talk, you know, there could be talk online. Like, I mean, I've seen a lot of people share it, you know, on different like platforms, so that could be a possibility. But again, it's like, man, like, I really just don't care. Like, it's you know,
I mean like the seniors, like at the WTA, like the powers that be, like, yeah,
I haven't heard anything. I mean, even the higher ups, is like, I feel like if it was going to be a big issue, I would have heard something by now. But I mean, I don't think there's really a specific code of conduct, you know, for that type of stuff. And again, it's like, I feel like you can't fault people for going outside of tennis and trying to like do their own thing, like, 100%. You know, make more money, like kind of find their own way. It's like, you know, I don't know. I don't believe in stopping somebody's bag. So you gotta just go get it.
This isn't in our notes of questions here, but like, yeah. Just on that, like I said earlier, like how tennis players, you guys are independent contractors. Mm-hmm. Like the PTPA, obviously they've been doing a lot in terms of trying to, you know, become a thing, like form. Right. Like, has anybody from the PTPA been in touch with you about, well, basically you joining up with them? And like, yeah, what are your views on the PTPA? Like, good or bad?
I mean, I don't know like a lot of the things they're doing, but from what I've seen and from what I've heard, it's like, I mean, a lot of players, they're really kind of starting to put their foot down and like, you know, demanding better, like for scheduling, you know, security for players. And even that's another thing I feel, this may be a little bit off topic, but, you know, even people that are getting, like banned for match fixing, which, you know, obviously I don't condone, like, I don't think it's right. But it's like, on one other hand, it's like, you know, you have these players that are 500, 600, where they're literally in debt. Like, it's not even like they're not making money. It's like they're in beyond negative, like they're losing an insane amount of money every week, you know? And it's like, they kind of come to a point where, you know, somebody offers them this money, they're like, well, I got to survive, you know, like, what am I going to do? So it's like, even trying to build something that can make a system that players, they can literally afford to live, like not just the top 200, like you got to set up a system where, you know, they don't even have to think about doing stuff like that because they can live comfortably. Like, you know what I mean? And I may be wrong, but I, you know, I saw something where it was like tennis, we get the lowest amount of profit back from, you know, all the views and
pro athletes. Yeah.
Pro athletes. Like, I think there's like soccer players, they get like 90% of the revenue, you know, and I think tennis players get like 10 or 15. So it's like little things like that, like change stuff like that. And then, you know, you'll have players wanting to do the right thing more. So I think the PTPA is, you know, they're trying to work toward like making the system better for players. But again, yeah, something's got to give because it's too hard out here. Like if you're not on the top, you know, and it's a shame because being 400 or 300 in the world, like it's an insane accomplishment. You know what I mean? Yes. You're the 300 ranked like player in the entire world, like, and you get no positive feedback from that. So I'm always one for changing and pushing boundaries and, you know, mixing things up. Like you got to pay the players.
Oh, definitely. So no one from the PTPA has been in touch with you like directly?
No, they haven't been. Yeah.
Cool. Fair enough. But no, I like that explanation as well. Like that's very kind of, because you, like you said, you've kind of been, you've been at both ends. Like you've been in the top 100 for a while.
Yeah.
Say a while, good few years.
Yeah.
So you've kind of experienced all Grand Slams and like the kind of day to day of being a top 100 player. And then you've also been in the like lower ranks.
Right.
So you've seen both sides. Like,
yeah.
So I think it's great to have someone like you to kind of pass on that kind of insight to other players coming up, because it's not always going to be like kind of, you know, great at the top. Like you're not guaranteed to always be at the top as well.
Of course, yeah.
So yeah, I think you're a great example of like basically just a career in general. Like you've seen it all. So credits and like hats off to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was always said, like, I've literally seen it all. Like, I've gone from, like, you know, having coaches, like, string rackets, like, in the room, like, to save money. And, like, and then I've been at Indian Wells 1 year. I think I had, like, 12 free nights, like, in the hotel, like, when I played main draw 1 year. And I'm like, damn, like, in qualies, like, I'm fighting for my life, like, just to get an extra night, you know? And then I'm in these mains, and I have, like, 2 extra weeks. I'm like, I don't even need to be here that long, like... I'm like, this is like, the difference is too big. Like, you know, but it's hopefully they're trying to close that gap a little bit, you know?
And yeah, we look forward to seeing you back, well, for the US Open or the US hard courts win. So that, like you said, that will be towards the end of the year. And then you'll be playing the Asia swing as well.
Yep. Yeah. I'll play pretty much a full schedule after that.
All the best of like the injury recovery as well.
Thank you.
That, again, I know that must be quite difficult as well to be out for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been out this long in my career. So, I think I've gotten through the tough part, I feel like, the first couple months when, you know, you're kind of just, like, sitting at home, like, every day. And I'm like, man, like, I just want to have my routine. Like, I want to practice. You know, I miss traveling. Even this week, I was so happy to just, like, leave home, like, just to travel. Whereas, like, you know, 3 months ago, I was like, man, like, I just want to get home. Like, I'm burnt out. Like, you know, all my injuries, like, this is, like, too much on my mental. So, it really shifted my perspective, honestly. Like, I've just become more, like, grateful for being able to play still. And, you know, thankfully, I don't have a career-ending injury where, you know, I just have to do a few months of rehab and I'm back out there. So
thank
I'm happy
God.
About that.
Thank God. And, yeah, enjoy Paris. I mean, I guess, like you said, you'll be supporting Alicia Parks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hitting as well, or just...
Yeah,
just
I'm back hitting already. So, you know, we're going to practice, you know, I'll hit it with her as much as I can if she needs me to hit. But yeah, you know, I'll just hang out. And I have another really close friend coming from Miami next week. So, you know, I might tour around Europe a little bit. And like I said, just do stuff that I never got a chance to do when I was playing. So I'm just trying to make the best of it, you know, keep my spirits up.
And summer in Europe is great. So you will have a good time.
yeah. Just trying to keep my spirits up, you know. So
what about Wimbledon?
What about it? What are we talking about? man, I have like a love hate with Wimbledon. Like not even love hate, but I feel like, man, England could be a hit or miss. Like it's either you're going there and it's like the weather is, you know, great. Like it's sunny.
We're gonna cut this part.
you can edit out. But like I said, I love Wimbledon. But man, like the years I've been there and it's like raining all day. Like I'm like, man, this is tough. Like I want that Wimbledon in the summer vibes.
We do have the summer vibes. I really want to. Like I would love to show the black players what London is really like. Like it's not what you guys think it is.
Yeah,
like,
we're gonna have to link or something because I need to see it.
You have to set that up. Definitely.
I struggle with the food in the UK. I'm not even gonna lie. Like all I eat is Nando's.
You've got a lot of West Indian spots, Sasha.
Yeah.
Like, so again, like, we need to definitely like hook that up.
Yeah. Give me the spots. I don't know the links. Give me some Jamaican food, some Korean, like something like can't be eating Nando's every day, you know?
And the thing is, Wimbledon is not far off from where you see a lot of like the Western like community. So obviously there's like Southwest, which is Wimbledon, and Southeast and South is where you'll get a lot more like of them and stuff. So I always find it interesting when people say, but to be fair with London, when it comes to food, you need to know the good spots.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You can't be like, definitely. For example, when we were in New York last year, we were spontaneous and we enjoyed the food. Like I ate well and everything. It was a lot. The portions was a lot, but we ate well. But I feel like with London, you need to really know where to spots are. So yeah, to all the black tennis players, please hit us up. Stop struggling.
You gotta give us the guidelines. Like we're out here struggling. Like all of us, we're looking for it every year. Like I have figured out that when I go to South London, I'm like, all right, this is like I'm seeing some culture. I'm seeing
exactly.
some
exactly.
You know, exactly. like I got a hairstylist down there. I'm like, okay, this could work.
Exactly.
You know, I'm like, all right, I can do South London. That's more my speed. But yeah, when it gets to like the Wimbledon area, I'm like, man, I need a little bit more.
All right, noted. Yeah. Noted, Sasha. So yeah, we'll take note of that. No, man, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fascinating conversation. Mm. And yeah, just it's just so good to hear that, like, how this is like really empowering you. And
yeah,
I can't wait to see you back on court, because I do think you're going to be a different player. So
yeah,
I really look forward to that.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. Like I said, like I love everything you guys do on the platform, you know, giving black players that just that recognition. Yeah, I follow a lot of the stuff you guys post, and you know, we don't have platforms like that out there. So I'm always happy to come back, you know, do any interview anytime, and I love what you guys are doing. So I'm thank you for having me on here.
We appreciate
thank
you, Sasha.
Thank you so
all
much.
The best. And yeah, enjoy Paris.
Will do.